Let me begin with elaborating on a thing we've discussed somewhat in the past, an issue of Hallel, and then some new Ha'aras as well. There is a comment that Yerushalmi has found in Sota, in Perek Hei Halacha Daled. Yerushalmi is bothered by the concluding words at the Shira Sayam, at the beginning of Shira Sayam, that Oz Yashir Moshe, Vnei Yisrael Sashira Hazoz, Vayomru Lemor. Yerushalmi is bothered by that word, Lemor. Why is that necessary? Why not just simply say Vayomru, and then begin the Shira? So the Yerushalmi writes that Ma Talmud Lomar Lemor, that what exactly is implied in that word? So the Yerushalmi answers simply that Lemor is Lodoros, that the Shira Sayom is not just simply a mitzvah l'shah, but rather this is considered to be that which is Lodoros. The Karbonada explains in the Yerushalmi, what does this mean? Sheyomru Shira al konei she'asalohem, that whenever Knesset Yisrael experiences an ace, just as Bnei Yisrael did so at that time, one is obligated to recite Shira. And this is also what you find in Medrash Rabbah, that Niyah Omrim Levaneinu Vnei Vneihen Omrim Shira Hazos Be'esh Shetiasa Nisim. At that moment, when a person experiences an ace, the Medrash Rabbah writes, a person is obligated to recite a sense of Hallel, a sense of Shira. This is also what is implied in the Gemara Megillah of Yedal Damar Aleph regarding Purim. The Gemara is bothered that why is it that we don't recite Hallel on Purim? The Gemara puts forth three different possibilities. The Rambam passes like the view of Rav Nachman that Kriyas Zui Halela, the Kriyas HaMegillah itself is considered to be Hallel, but what is the basis? Why should one recite Hallel? So the Gemara has a Kav HaChomer that Umami Avdus L'Cherus Amr Shira, that if Klal Yisrael sang Shira at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, so therefore Mimisa L'Chaim Lo Kol Shkein. So certainly Kav HaChomer, with the threat of annihilation, the response of Knesset Yisrael should be one of Shira. So the Gemara puts forth several possibilities, either an ace from Chutz Laretz, or else Akati Avdei Achashverosh Shanan, or as mentioned as the Rambam Paskins that know that Kriyas HaMegillah is considered to be a kiyum of Hallel. So therefore we have several makoros, that there is a mitzvah of Shira Ladoros, whether it's based on the Shira Sayam, or simply just a Kal Vachomer, not rooted in the Pasuk itself. You do find, in fact, Rishonim that count the obligation of Hallel, right, in Minyan HaMitzvot. The Bahag counts Hallel, the Yireim in Siman Reish Samach Beis counts Hallel, and the Rambam omits, and the Rambam discusses in Shoresh Rishon that the very basic principle of Sefer HaMitzvot, you're only going to count mitzvot d'araisa, you're not going to include mitzvot d'rabanan, and with that in mind, the Rambam cites the Sheet of the Gaonim that counted Hallel among Taryag mitzvot. The Ramban, in defending the position of Halachos Gedolos, why it is that Hallel in fact should be counted, mentions a couple of possibilities. The first example the Ramban writes is it could be comparable to Tefillah. The Rambam himself writes that the mitzvah of Tefillah certainly is a mitzvah daraisa, even though the Gemara is clear in Brachos and Daf Lamed Gimel that the matbea of Tefillah, that was coined by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. See, even though the particular tzuras hatfila, that is a mitzvah d'rabanan, but the chiyuv of tefillah certainly is a din daraisa, and therefore, perhaps that's how you can understand examples of shira. The hal itself, of course, is not daraisa, but the chiyuv of reciting shira, that is a din daraisa. Good. The Ramban also writes the following, that perhaps halal anyantif is a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. That Nistav the Moshe B'Sina Shiorim L'Yisrael B'Moadehem Shira L'Kel Shel Tzim Mitzrayim. A person is obligated to sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yantif, and the Ramban writes that this is Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. And then the Ramban writes a further possibility that perhaps this is part of the Chiyuv of Simcha. And Yantif, there's a mitzvah B'Samachta B'Chagecha. The Rambam emphasizes in Hilchos Yantif that Simcha does not merely mean the term the Rambam uses in Perek Vav, Simchas Kreso. It doesn't mean that a person satisfies his own physical need. One element of Simcha, no doubt, is Achil and Shtia, but also the embellished sense of Simcha. That, the Ramban writes, includes Hallel. So therefore, Hallel as a function of the mitzvah of Simcha. We discussed that in earlier Shir in the Gemara Erech and Daf Yud, when the Gemara is bothered why it is that you don't recite Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Ramban writes, the Mechayiv of Hallel is Simcha. And the Gemara is troubled why it is that you don't do so on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Perhaps, again, that's an indicator that even the Yimei Hadin, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, have elements of Simcha as well. And then, finally, the Ramban quotes the Gemara in the end of Psachim and of Kufiyat Zayin Amar Aleph, where the Gemara raises the kasha that Halal Zem Mi Amaro, Who is it that said the hallel that we have? So, the Gemara quotes the following, that Rabbi Yossi Omer, Elozer Bini Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, in the name of his son Elozer, Moshe v'Yisrael Amru b'shasha olu min hayam, that Moshe Rabbeinu together with Bnei Yisrael literally said the words of Hallel at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. Not just simply they engaged in Shira, but actually the words of Hallel. They were redacted in Sefer Tilim. But nonetheless, the first ones to recite, this was Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. So again, these are all possible indicators that Hallel in fact could have a source. Daraisa, either this is what Klal Yisrael said at that particular time, or the broader shkiyum of Shir is Daraisa, the particular Surah Sahalal, that is only a din Durabon. So the Sam Sofer points out in Simon Reish Ches that look, if the Gemara says that there is a Kal V'chomer, that Mimis Lachayim Lokoshkein, so in such a case, apparently, the obligation of reciting Shira should be a din daraisa. And if that's true, some Sofer questions, why is it that Mikra Megillah, why is it that Ner Chanukah, the entire commemoration is only a din d'rabanan? This should be a fi of daraisa. After all, the Gemara says like Rav Nachman, Kriyas Hazui Halayla, and there's a Kavachomer that you're obligated to recite Hallel, so why do we assume that Kriyas HaMegillah is a din d'rabanan? We should assume that Kriyas HaMegillah is a chi of daraisa. Of course, again, the Tzura, the Nusach, the Matei is d'rabanan, but one should assume that in some shape or form, this is considered to be a din daraisa. And it doesn't seem that way from the Rishonim. Right? The Rambam, for example, writes in Hilchos Chanukah, Per Gimel Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes that Kriyas HaHallel is la'olam midivrei sofrim. The Rambam writes, "V'lo halal shel Chanukah b'vadhu midivrei sofrim." Not just when it comes to halal on Chanukah, where Chanukah is not a yantiv daraisa, but generally speaking, the Rambam writes, "Halal is only a din, right? The Rabbanon." So the Netziv in the Shultos and Shulta Chavav raises this issue: how is it he resolved this apparent difficulty? Halal being a mitzvah to Rabbanon, yet all these makaros that point to Halal as being a din daraisa, a pasuk, a kavachomer, halacha moshe misinan. So that it points out that if you look in that Yerushalmi, you look in the Medrash Rabbah, there is just a clear indicator that there is a very important distinction. The Yerushalmi and both the Medrash Rabbah are referring to Halal, which is bishas hanes. That's the chiddush of the Netziv. The Shultos writes in Shulta Chavav, Mechayavne Beis Yisrael, La'aduye u'la'shvuche kameshmai, a person is obligated to give Shevach v'hoda, Be'idna de'israche shluhunisa, at the moment that a person experiences an ace. The Lashon of that Midrash Rabbah, the ace, Sheteosa Nisim, at the moment that an ace occurs. And Netziv writes the following, Chiddush that Halel b'shas hanes, that is the din daraisa. But that is not what you're doing on the Yud Ches Yom Shagor B'Mesah Halel. That is not a halal that you recite at the moment of the Nes, and therefore that's the Chiddush that the Netziv writes, to commemorate year in and year out that which occurred long ago, that is halal which is Derabanan. Halal which is B'Shas HaNes, that is all the Makaros. So Eino Chinami is true, and the Gemara says there's a Kavachomer. The Kavachomer meant, right, at the time of the Shas HaNes. That could be a Din Daraisa. Year in and year out, that is not the case. Interesting possible diuk that Rav Zolti writes in the Mishnah Siaveis, the Sugya and Shabbos and Daf Chof Aleph Mudbeis, the Chanukah Sugya. The Gemara says that Mai Chanukah, the Gemara describes the whole nes of the Pach HaShemen, and the Gemara concludes the Shana Acheres, in the coming year, Kavu Vasum Yemei Tovim B'Halal Hodah. In the coming year, the Shana Acheres, there was a Takana to recite Halal. So, a very simple diuk in the Gemara. What does it mean, the Shana Acheres? That there was a takana to recite Hallel, so perhaps that's exactly the Chiddush. But also Shana, that was not a takana. That's considered to be the Yerushalmi, the Medrash, Mamish B'Shas HaNeis. The takana d'Rabbanan was to go in to commemorate this year in and year out. That in fact is the Chiddush. We've pointed out that this is what the Ran writes in Sachim, the Kufta Zayin Webeis, the Nerev of Haigon, that this is what is so unusual about the Hallel, the Lel HaSeder. Rav Haigon writes there are two different types of Hallel. There's Hallel which is B'Torah Shira, and there's Hallel which is B'Torah Kriya. And Kriya Sahallel is the formal rendition of Hallel with the Bracha, which is only Bayom. Mashenkein Shira Sahallel is spontaneous, and that can apply even Balayla. What exactly does Rav Haigon mean? That there's a Hallel B'Torah Shira, a Hallel which is B'Torah Kriya. So if you look in the Ran, quoting Rav Haigon, right, what is this? Chiddush of Halacha Torah Shira, Shekach Shaninu, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, V'chol Dovador Chayim Vodom Niros Asat Smukli Yotzim Mitzrayim. So what exactly is that an indication of? No? Why exactly is that an indicator of Halal B'Torah Shira? According to Nitziv, you understand beautifully that if there is a concept of a Halal that commemorates an ace of old, but if there is a Halal which is B'Shas HaNeis, so in such a case, if there is a Chiyuv of B'chol Dovador Chayuv Adam Niros Asatzmo, so therefore, that means that this is a Halal which is not one of commemoration, but therefore this is considered to be a Halal B'Shas HaNeis. This is what's quoted in the name of the Brisker Rav as well. That the halal below Haseder is a halal which is b'shas haneis, right? B'chol davar chayiv vadim, as the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, leharos es atzmo. We recite in the Haggadah b'chol davar immediately afterwards lefichach anachnu chayavim lehodos lehalal. What is the chiddush of the lefichach? That link? Had it not been for that, why would you be reciting halal now? The halal of commemoration, a halal b'toras kriya, kriyas halal is only bayom. Kriyas HaHalel is not Balayla. Why is there a Halel right here and now? This is a Halel which is B'Shas HaNeis. And Rav Haigon writes the following Chiddush, the formal Takana of Kriyas HaHalel, that is Mechayiv HaBracha. If a person experiences an ace, and you recite Halel, so therefore in that Halel, there is no Bracha. And that's why Balel Seder, no Bracha is recited. The Ramban writes in the end of Psachim, that the reason no Bracha is recited because there's a halal earlier Beveis HaKnesses, and that halal does have a bracha, and therefore in principle halal has a bracha, even balayla. But Rav Haigon writes, this is a different type of halal entirely. This is a halal which is betoras omer shira, and therefore that spontaneous halal does not have a bracha at all. This pasuk pshat is what Tosus assumes as well in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. Because Tosus writes that women are obligated in halal at the Lel Seder. Is there a Gemara explicitly that tells us that that's true? Not really, but Tosus has a fascinating raya. Tosus writes that, how do you know that women are obligated how to Lel Seder? Tosus says, because women are obligated in Dalet Kosos. That is a Gemara. That's the Sugim Psachim and Daf Kuf Ches. Women are obligated in Dalet Kosos. Now, Dalet Kosos, what is the purpose of Dalet Kosos? Tosus assumes the following Chiddush. That Dalet Kosos is not just an independent mitzvah of Shtiyas HaKos. A person's afraid he may fall asleep, so therefore he's going to drink four kosos at the beginning of the Seder. Tosfos assumes no, that the dollar kosos are a detail to be koveya the chelke haseder al hayayin. There's Kiddush, there's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Birchas HaMazon, and Halel. So in such a case, if there are four parts of the Seder, so therefore there are four kosos. So if women are chayiv in dollar kosos, if women are chayiv to be koveya halal al hayayin, Tosfos assumes that obviously women are obligated in Halel. So therefore, Tosus assumes women must recite Halel at the Seder night. And Tosus raises then the Kasha, that's why the Tosus Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches, because that's the Sugya, that women are exempt from Halel. So if women are exempt from Halel, how can they be obligated in the Halel Seder? The fact that they're exempt, that's clear from the Gemara. The fact that they're obligated, that's Tosus' diuk in that particular case. So why is that true? So Tosus says, no, that's a different type of Halel. That's a Halel which is Al Hanesuba. And va'afin hayobosto hanes. So therefore, that's a unique halal. That's a halal which is al hanes. What exactly does Tosos mean? Afin hayobosto hanes. Would that mean necessarily women are obligated in halal on Chanukah? And Chanukah also we assume afin hayobosto hanes. Are women obligated halal on Chanukah? Not necessarily. We generally assume that halal on Chanukah is a mitzvah shazman grama, that women are exempt. So why is it different from Lel Seder? According to this Mahalach, you understand very well. It's not just simply Afin Haboso Hanes, meaning that, therefore they're Chayiv. It means this is a Halel, which is Al Hanesuba, and Afin Haboso Hanes. The Halel of Chanukah is not Al Hanesuba in the sense of a Halel B'Torah Shira. That is a Halel B'Torah Kriya. That is considered to be Mitzvah Shazman Grama. And perhaps that's the distinction that Tosfos points to as well. The Halacha L'maaseh, we assume that women are obligated in that particular Halel. It's a fascinating view of Tosfos that the Raya comes from Dalet Kosos. Dalet Kosos is not an independent mitzvah, but Dalet Kosos rather simply is to be Koveya, the Chelke HaSeder, Ahayayin. Right. If I were to ask you, what is the Makar of Dalet Kosos? So you'll quote Makaros, but none of those Makaros are from the Bavli. Right? And Yerushalmi, the Dalet Shonos of Gula. So it's an interesting Ha'ara, that why is it that the Gemara doesn't quote a Makar for Dalet Kosos? No, the Gemara is a mitzvah Dalet Kosos, and all the details Are women obligated? Yes. Why don't you just step one? Mehefa Tesi. Where do you see that there's a mitzvah of Dalet Koso? So we know from the Rashbam, the Yerushalmi. It's one day in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has other days as well. Bashab Shatwan Kanari Kornet Tosos, it's clear. There's no makor for Dalet Koso. Dalet Koso is not an independent mitzvah. Right? There are four different Chelke HaSeder. And one is obligated to be koveya the chelke seder al hayayin, so therefore, 1, 2, 3, 4. But there's no independent mitzvah of dalet kosos, one could argue. No, kiddush has to be al hayayin, and the sipur yitzis mitzrayim is nikval hayayin. And the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Mem, the bircha shechianu, for example, yantiv, one should be koveya al hayayin, or koveya birchas chasanim, birchas hamazon al hayayin. So who had the nami? We're koveya the chelke seder al hayayin, but it could very well be, according to Tosas' diuk, that there's no need for an independent makar. There are some achron that deal at length why there's no birchas hamitzvah on dalet kosos. There's a mitzvah matzah, there's a mitzvah dar kosos. Again, maybe not. Maybe dar kosos is a prat within the individual mitzvahs to be koveh al hakos. In such a case, maybe that's why there's no birchas hamitzvah, and why, in fact, there's no independent makar, which is mentioned. So therefore, that is the very purpose of the challah at the Seder night, which is considered to be a challah, which is b'Torah Shira. If you look in the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Kuf Nun Zayin, it seems very meduyak as well, because when the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rambam includes in that description Lahodos lo yis'alel al kol tov shagmona. The Rambam writes that the chi of Hodah is part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a very important chiddush then, that the halal that we recite, right, is part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, part of the B'chol Dar Vador Chayiv Adam. Liros Asatz Mukli Yatzim Mitzrayim. That's not the Takan of the Doros of Halo. And that's why there's so many differences between them. The Netziv even writes in Haggadah, right, the beautiful Chiddush, that the reason that we have a Chatzi Halel, and then Suda, and then the second half of Halel, is in order to indicate that even the Suda is a form of Hodah. Ba'at Tzrichim L'Hodos. The Suda is not merely a Sudas Yantiv, and the Sudas HaPesach is not merely an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach, Matz, and Marar, but that is considered to be a Sudas Hodah, and that is indicated by framing the Suda with Halel. And therefore, it's not that though there's a hefsek, but this is Chativa Achas, it's considered to be a single unit. There are many indications that this is true of the Halel at the Seder night. The Gemara says, Msachim and Avkutes Vavmabez, Lechem Oni. What is the drush of Lechem Oni? Lechem Sha'onim Alav Dvaram Harbe. Onim Alav Dvaram Harbe. So what does that mean? Regarding this Lechem, this Matzah, we recite. What is it that we recite? So Rashi writes, Msachim and Avlam and Vav, Gomim Alav Esahalel. That's what Rashi writes as Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni is not just simply, we describe the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Lechem Oni is Shigomrim Alav Esahalel. In fact, right, we're machmer in Shulchan Aruch that Halel has to be before Chatzos. That's the Chumrah of the Ramah. Halel has to be before Chatzos. Why is that true? That Halel is governed by the Zman of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maybe that is considered to be, again, part of the Kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if there is a Zman to Yetzias Mitzrayim in such a case, that also is relevant to the mitzvah of Halel. The Meiri writes, and that's like Yimsachim Kufte Ezvav, interesting Kiddush. What does it mean, Lechem Oni, Lechem Sha'onim Lavdvaram Harbe? The Meiri writes, Tchila Sahalel. Tchila Sahalel. Why does the Meiri emphasize the Tchila Sahalel? And even Tosas writes, in Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph, what has to be before Chatzos? Tosas says the Tchila Sahalel has to be before Chatzos. Tosas says the Tchila Sahalel, and not be common. Mashma from Tosas that the Hemshech Sahalel, or the last coast, does not have to be before Chatzos, the Tchila Sahalel. Why the Miri writes that Lechem Oni is Lechem Sha'onim Lav Dvarim Harbe is Tchila Sahalel, you understand, because in the Tchila Sahalel the Matzah is present. The Matzah is present, right? The second half of Achar Berchas HaMazon, right? Where is the link to the Matzah? So therefore the Miri writes that Rashi says Gomrim Alav Esahalel, Gomrim Alav Esahalel. Miri writes it's the Tchila Sahalel, because the Tchila Sahalel that links to Matzah. Right, Lachar Berchas HaMazon, where in fact is that link? Rosh Leitchik once said a Kiddush. You mentioned this last year based on the Balamor, that maybe that's why it's so necessary if Ein Mastir Nachra Pesach Afikoman, to have the Tam Matzah B'Piv. Why is that so clear? In order to have a link between Matzah and the Hemshech HaSeder, and the Gemar HaHalel, Tchilas HaHalel, The matzah is present. You haven't as of yet fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah. But where is that link? To the second half? Maybe that's the halacha lein matirna achar pesach afikom, to make sure, tam matzah bepiv, in order to create some type of link, some type of kesher. Not only is there a difference in tchilas hal and sofal in that regard, but even in terms of the theme. The theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim is found in the Tzilas HaHalal, the Tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. So in such a case, perhaps even thematically, that if Halal is considered to be part of the Mitzvah's Sipur, because Hodah for the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, as the Rambam writes, that is considered to be critical, so therefore you understand very well that why it is that the Tzilas HaHalal includes the reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in such a case, as Tosus and the Miri point out, one must see to it that the Tchila Sahalel is before Chatzos. This is the Chiddush that the Netziv begins, the fact that there are two different types of Halal, B'Shas Haneh, Sahalel of commemoration as well, and the Chiddush that first Halal could be a Din D'Araisa, either based on Halach Moshe Mi-Sinai, based on the Yushami's Drash of Lemur, or based on the Kav HaChomer of Mi'Avdus L'Cheirus, Hamis L'Chaim L'Kol Shkein, the Halal of commemoration. That's only considered to be a din derabanan. And in fact, when the Rambam makes that statement, Perkei Hilchos Chanukah, the halal is only a din derabanan, the Rambam does not refer you to halal below Seder. The Rambam writes, he's referring to the Yudches Yomim Shugam Lavas Halal. That's the normal 18 days that one recites halal generally. There is a piece that the Meshech Chachma has in Parshas B'Shalach, where the Meshech Chachma makes the following Ha'aretz. Number one, he quotes that there seems to be a marked difference between how it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats the Yachid as opposed to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats, right, the Rabbi. When it comes to a Yachid, if one were to ask you which are considered to be the Averos HaChamuros, so generally speaking, we will point to obligations that are Ben Adam LaMakom. Things like Avodah Zarah, things like Chilul Shabbos, things of Arayos, and the like. That normally is where we see that there is a clear onesh. When it comes to those aspects of Ben Adam L'Chavero, it's unusual to find explicit onesh. And you don't even find explicit references in Chumash for many of the Shibudim Ben Adam L'Chavero. The Rambam writes, we discussed in the past, Perek Yedalat Ochasavel, the Torah says, V'yavt l'recha kamolcha, and included in that is Bikur Cholam and Ichum HaBeilim and the like, but there's no express tzivui. And when it comes to, generally speaking, Shibudim et Am L'Chavero, you don't find an exact onesh, even something such as Gezel. Right? There's a lot of Hanita Klesei, where there's no onesh of Malchus. The impression that you get when it comes to the Yachid is that the Averos HaChamuros, generally speaking, are Ben Adam L'Makom. And yet the Meshech Chachma writes that when it comes to the Tzibur as a whole, it would appear almost that the opposite is true. The tolerance, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Avera of the Tzibur seems somewhat different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to be Malka L'Chet HaEgel, right? Clearly, an act, as the Gemara says, of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara writes. Rashi quotes, Elohus Harbi Yivulahem. And that there was Mechila. And somehow, for example, a Chet HaMeraglim, where there was infighting within Knesset Yisrael, that there wasn't an automatic Slichu Kafar. Even though the Dor HaMabul, for example, right, violated many, many different Averos, right, the Pasuk ascribes the Mabul to Kimal Aretz Chamas. That's what the Gemara writes in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Chesem and Aleph. Bo Urei Kama Gedol Kolcho Shel Chamas. That all Averos that generation was doing, and nonetheless, the Gzar Din, that which was in areas of Chamas. Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim reached a level of the Memtes Shari Tuma Kimah, and yet, right, they were saved. And this is what the Midrash Rabbah discusses, that why in fact was that true? What schus was it that Klal Yisrael had at that time that warranted that they in fact should be saved? The Midrash writes that the Malachim questioned, that why is it that Halalu Nitzol and Halalu Nitzvayim? You're saving Klal Yisrael, you're destroying the Mitzrayim, Halalu Ovdi Avodah Zarah, Halalu Ovdi Avodah Zarah. So the Meshech Chochma writes in Perek Yedalet, Pasuk Chav Dalet, right, this concept that when it comes to the tzibur as a whole, if the tzibur on a level of ben adam lechavero is acting appropriately with proper nimusim and proper midos, proper hanhaga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, will at times look away from even that which for Yachid is considered to be an Avera Chamura. When the Tzibur is not doing so, and there isn't cohesiveness, so in such a case, then punishment will be meted out immediately, even if, right, one will excel in areas that are Ben Adal Namako. The Meshech Chacha quotes the Medrash as follows, that at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, all of a sudden, Nechluku Ledalit Kitos, all of a sudden there was infighting within Knesset Yisrael. That what do we do? There were those in Knesset Yisrael that said we should return to Mitzrayim. And there are those who said that no, we should continue and we should go into the Yam. And the Medrash writes, that's why the Pasuk says, V'amayim lehem choma written chaser, milashon chema. Kadosh Baruch Hu now was angry to call Yisrael because at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, they were fighting. The Meshech Chachma writes again that even though when it came to Averos, at that time Klal Yisrael was over Avodah Zarah, the fact that there was a sense of unity, the Midrash writes, Shelo Gilu Mastorim, that within Knesset Yisrael they didn't inform on each other. Right, if one person did not meet the particular ration, Meshibud Mitzrayim, another Jew would help and provide rather than inform on him. As long as there was that cohesiveness of the Tzibur, they were worthy, right, of being saved. The moment at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf that Klal Yisrael nechlaku ledalet kitos and started fighting, so therefore, that moment that was considered to be a time of threat. So the Meshech Chachma points out just an important ha'ara, right, that when the tzibur is unified in areas ben adam lechavero, that serves as a great schus ha'atzala for Klal Yisrael. When it comes to a yachid, so therefore, in terms of gradation of mitzvos, it seems that the opposite is true. In veiros hachamuros, we usually think of our, right, averos that are ben adam lemako. The Meshech Chachma has, in the very next pasuk, in pasuk chafei, right, an additional ha'ara as well. In this particular case, ki Hashem nilcham lachem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was fighting on behalf of Knesset Yisrael, defeating the Mitzrim, so the Malachim raised the question, that how can that be? Why is it halalo nitzolim v'halalo nitzbayim? So the Mechilta gives the following terence, that hey Shiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that what do you mean? B'chi mishum yishuv avduhu, halalo avduhu ela mitoch shibud u'mitoch toruf hadas. It's true. Klal Yisrael violated certain averos. But why did they do so? No, you understand. They were faced with, right, the oppressing Shibud Mitzrayim. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I understand that when a person is faced with a sense of Shibud, when a person is being threatened, that sometimes they can violate an avera. But now look, at the time of their Cheirus, they are rallying, right, around Moshe Rabbeinu, around HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're reciting Shira. The Mechilta writes the opposite was true, right, regarding the Mitzrim. When it came to the Mitzrim, their averos were mitoch harchava, mitoch yishuv v'harchava, the Mechilta writes. When the Mitzrim were riding high, so in such a case they were over Avodah Zarah. Now that they're being threatened, all of a sudden now, to a certain extent, they are recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the contrast the Mechilta writes. That when a person, right, feels that he is successful, right, if one will respond to that and say kochi botzim yadi, that he sees as being something that he is deserving of, and only mimamakim krasicha Hashem, only when a person is down and out and he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mechilta writes, that's what the Mitzrim are doing. All of a sudden now, they recognize Hashem when they're drowning. Klal Yisrael was the opposite. In the time of their salvation, that's when they recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And any averus that they did, that was mitoch shibud and mitoch hadocha. So that's what the Meshech Chachma writes as well, an important Musar Haskel that we learn from Kriyas Yamsuf. That a person has to be willing to reach out and to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just simply in a time that he is in need. Even the Mitzrim were able to do that. That's what the Meshech Chachma calls the Tshuvas Mitzrayim. That any recognition, any hirhure tshuva on the Mitzrim, was only because they were threatened and pushed against the wall and they realized they were going to be annihilated. Right? What we strive to do is to recognize the Yad Hashem in everything that occurs. Not only when a person feels he has no other option, because nothing else has worked. But even when a person, right, is able to be in a situation of harchava in Yishuv, as Bnei Yisrael were at that particular time. The Gaon is known for the following chiddush, that to a certain extent Kriyas Yamsuf, right, was a test of Amunah. Because when Klal Yisrael were told by Yisrael to go into the Yam, in such a case, as of that moment, right, the Yam did not yet split. In fact, the Gaon points out that there are two psukim that describe how Bnei Yisrael entered the Yam. The first pasuk is found, right, in Perek Yedal Pasuk of Beis, that's Vayavo Bnei Yisrael B'soch HaYam B'Yavasha. And only later does the pasuk say in Chavtes, "Ubnei Yisrael hachlu b'yavasha b'sol chayam." So there seem to be two different renditions of Klal Yisrael entering Yam Suf, an earlier one, a later one. Why are both psukim necessary? The Gaon points out that, of course, there's a marked difference. The earlier pasuk was b'sol chayam b'yavasha. The later pasuk was b'yavasha b'sol chayam. That difference is very telling. That the initial group of Knesset Yisrael were able to go ahead and to cross the Yam Suf, even b'sol chayam. The fact that they were told to do so, they had the proper emunah in bitachon to enter the Yam, with the assumption that simply that the Yam would split. Whereas the second group, much later, they only entered via basha b'sol chayam. When it split, when the land in between was dry, only then did they enter. So therefore the two psukim, right, are two different attitudes, right, toward the Tzivi Hashem, and that's why the Pasuk praises, of course, the first, that sense of the Emunah, Bitachon. And the Gaon points out that even though in both Psukim, the Torah says, V'hamayim lehem choma, miminam yismalam, the word choma is written differently. In those two Psukim, it is written malay in the first Pasuk, choma, it's written chaser, in that last Pasuk, and that's that Medrash Rabbah that the Meshech Chachma quoted, that chaser, it is miloshon chema, as though that the Mayim was angered at that response. Meshech Chachma, right, angered because there was fighting within Knesset Yisrael. The Gaon explained that the Chema is because that is in the context of the Abasha, the Sochayam, that they waited to make sure everything was secure before they took the first step into the Yam. So in that certain sense, that was even a test of the Munah Bitachon of Knesset Yisrael at that moment of Kriyas Yamsuf. Discussed last Motzei Shabbos that's what the Ramban writes, that was also the real Nisayon, right, of the man. That why is it that the man is referred to as a Nisayon? The Torah writes, Leman and Asena, Heach Bisarasim Lo. Why isn't that considered to be a great chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why is the man considered to be a Nisayon? So we had pointed out that Rashi writes that the Nisayon is in Yishmeru Mitzvos HaTzlios Bo. Right, the Nisayon were the details. Not necessarily the Yirida Saman. The man itself was a great bracha. But there were details. Right? Shabbos, Chol, only taking a prescribed amount. Not hoarding, not leaving over. That was considered to be the Nisayon. The Ramban writes, simply the Eino Nacham. Hoshem Shat in the Ramban. That's because the Ramban sees that something inherent with the man that was considered to be a Nisayon. Not just simply the secondary details. And the Ramban refers you to the Gemara in Yuman Daf Ayin Vav Mudbeis, where the Gemara says that Shalu Talmidav as Rav Shiv ben Yochai, that why is it that the man would fall each and every day? That Mibnei Malo Yard Haman Yisrael Pam B'Shana. Let the man go ahead and fall once a year, and that's it. You have to go ahead and go out every day together. Why is that true? So Rav Shimon Gamliel explains that no, that was part of the Nisayon of the man. It meant that every night, right, cupboards would be bare, everything would be empty, no one had any surplus, and a person would have to place that measure of Emunah Mitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that just as Hashem provided in the past, he would continue to do so in the future as well. So therefore that was an Nisayon of Emunah. If a person has man today, and the Pasuk says, don't take any more that you need for today, would a person be willing to listen to that, knowing very well that without Chasdei Hashem, he's going to not have any food at all for his family in the coming day? How secure would a person feel? Would a person be able to sleep at night simply relying on that Dvar Hashem? Or would a person try to go in to see to it that he will hoard something for the coming day? Ramban writes that's why there's less than of Laman Nesenu, Helech Bisarasimu. I mentioned last Motzei Shabbos that even in a sense, Lahalacha, that the man is considered to be a great Nisayon, there is an Orachayim on the Pasuk that seems to allude to this. The Orachayim writes this very briefly, that if everything is given to you, that Eino Tzorach Shum Tikkun, nothing more is necessary. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you Lechem in Hashamayim, and therefore Pinuyim Mikol Dago, you don't have to worry about what normally a person has to worry about, his own type of physical security. So Az Era Hayinav Kisorasi, that's the Rachaim writes. Then we'll really see whether a person will follow in the Derech Hashem. As we pointed out, that again, the time of course has to be balanced, right? The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, right, just balanced by the Asaf Diganecha. And when a person is in an environment where all of those needs are taken care of, when a person is given Lechem Min Hashamayim, so how a person will go ahead and spend the balance of that time, everything else that a person does, in a certain sense, that is considered to be an ultimate, a real nisayon of Hayedach Bisarasi Imlo. Right, that's what the Gemara mentions about Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Shumba Yochai, right, the parents' stira, for example, of the Gemara Nachas, Nafzarites, V'Yisra B'Yom V'Layla, Limara Torah is at Pam B'Yom Pam B'Layla, is at Kol Yom Kol B'Layla. And all of a sudden the shita seem to switch. In the Gemara and Brachos, the very beginning of the sixth parak, Yasaf Dirganecha, Haneg Batzvacha Minig Derech Eretz. How can you argue on the one hand Minig Derech Eretz and say V'Yisra B'Yom V'Layla means Kol Yom V'Kol HaLayla? The teret to that is simply, that's not a stir at all. Even if you assume the Talmud Torah is Kol Hayom V'Kol HaLayla. But that means that every free moment, moments that are occupied, there's no chiyuv of Talmud Torah. That's the mashal that the Stipler gives, that a person does not have funds. It's not that he's an anus, that he can't give that tzedakah. If a person does not have, there is no chiyuv. If this time is not your own, if the time is already earmarked, that is not considered to be within v'higisa b'yom v'layla. So if a person is davening, or a person is performing a mitzvah, that's not considered to be bitul zman. That's not considered to be, right, wasting one's time because one is not engaged in Torah. That's not bitul Torah. The chiyuv of Talmud Torah begins when our pedindus is labeled as, right, a free moment. Right, but free moments are, you know, that's what's critical. That's what's critical. When the Chazanish came to Eretz Yisrael, so people didn't recognize who in fact he was. So one person turned to the Chazanish and asked him if he learns. Does he have any time to? And so he said, when he's free, when he has free time, he learns. That was his response. El halacha, that's the gedek. Now that a person is obligated to learn in one's free time, you have to make sure that you have an abundance of free time during the course of the day. That's the nisayon, to be able to see that what is occupied and what in fact is not. But that's the gedek of Talmud Torah. That's why that there's no Torah. Osik mitzvah, patur man mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah. Osik mitzvah assumes that Torah pushes two obligations before you, and now it's a question of choosing. If by definition, right, the Yisra B'Yom V'Layla means, right, the time which is not allocated or earmarked, so therefore bizman ha-mitzvah, there's no chiyuv in Talmud Torah in that particular case, and therefore we don't assume that osik mitzvah pata mitzvah. The Gemara says an exception, shabbat afi aleph, when it comes to Torah sam nasa regarding mitzvah d'rabbanan, for a person who mamish is learning yom palayla, so perhaps the Chacham didn't obligate that individual in certain mitzvahs d'rabbanan, that's heim amru. But when it comes to mitzvah d'araisa, there's no p'tur of osik mitzvah pata mitzvah. You find it in the end of last week's parsha, the Mechilton Bo, where the Mechilton writes a very great chiddush that osik b'torah patur min hatfilin. That there is a concept of osik t'patim and atfilin, that's not the rule. You read that, sounds like osik t'patim mitzvah. No, that certainly is not true. That's the exception, that's not the rule. That's part of the dashin and time of the krav. But if the pasuk in the end of Parshas Bo writes that why is it that you put on tefillin? And the answer is, l'man tia Torah Hashem b'ficha, that's what the Medrash writes. Tefillin's an exception. If the Torah says tefillin is supposed to serve as a reminder, so one mamish who is osik b'tar yom v'layla, technically speaking, the Mechilta writes, osik b'torah could be potter. That's not the normal p'tur of osik mitzvah potter and a mitzvah. Right? That is uniquely true when it comes to the chiyuv of tefillin. Why don't you assume osik b'mitzvah again? Because by very definition, the chiyuv of Talmud Torah begins when other shibudei ha-Torah will come to an end. So it's no stira to assume that the Yisra B'Yom V'Layla means Kol Yom V'Kol HaLayla, and assume at the same time Haneg Batzvah Minag Derech Eretz. If that is an imperative, so therefore that is not included in the normal Zman of Limud HaTorah. Where the Hashara must be made, the difficult one is where one ends and one begins. Right? The person is, again, spending hours and hours and hours and hours and everything but, right? It's hard to justify that is considered to be the occupied prime, and moments are considered to be the free time. right? But in principle, right, that balance is considered to be critical. With that in mind, you understand again why Lamana Nasenu if Bisrasim Lo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Hini Mamte Lechem Lechem Min Hashamayim. And therefore, as the Rachaim writes, you Pnui Michol Daga, I will take care of everything else. You don't have to worry about anything. Now, so on the one hand, that's a very great chesed. A person will tell you that you don't have to worry. Right? All these things in life will be worry-free. Right? But in a certain sense, as Rachaim manages, that really is nisayon. At that point, va'az era, hayelech b'sarasi. Then how is it that a person will respond without being bound and balanced by everything else that normally a person experiences in the course of the day-to-day routine? So that's an important Rachaim, again, just in that one line, where he writes that the more free a person is, the less a person is meshubah, the greater, right, the nisayon. Right, then also in terms of the strict hagdara of limud haTorah, that's considered to be, right, to criticalism. Okay, Mr. Shem will continue on Sunday with that hagdama of the Pinchas.